And this KABU program has also been made possible by KABU Foundation members and a grant from the Gay and Lesbian Yellow Pages. Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com.
Good evening and welcome to Out Loud, KABU's news and public affairs show, focusing on the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning community. Tonight's guests are from Brother to Brother. They're joining us to discuss some of their upcoming Black Pride events. But before then, we will start off with a few announcements. Roe Thorpe, known as the Director of Basic Rights Oregon, is leaving that organization at the end of June to become the program director for Freedom to Marry. Roe has been a frequent guest on our show, bringing us news from the advocacy front, and we've appreciated her news and her work on behalf of our community. So we wish her good luck in her new endeavor. There are a couple of events coming up this week. First of all, Basic Rights Oregon is having a benefit. It's called Strut. It's a music, fashion, and dance show, and that'll be June 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wonder Ballroom. Go to their website, basicrights.org, for more information. And this week, on the 10th, Queer Fetish will be at the Eagle. Queer Fetish is having its first party in their new home at the Eagle PDX. Julian Tulip of the Cancer Fags will be performing, and DJs Turn On and Mac Gan will also be there. It'll be held at 1300 West Burnside, starting at 10 p.m. For more information, go to website queerfetish-r.us. And finally, Outside In's Trans Identity Resource Center has a weekly open house for all aspects of the greater gender community. It's called Gender Blends. Next Monday will be Media Night. They'll be showing the movie Stonewall, Wigs and Bricks, in honor of Pride Month. This film was filmed in 1995, and it depicts the events surrounding the historic 1969 Stonewall riots of New York City, which many say truly launched the queer rights movement. So that's the announcements for this week. Let's hear a tune.
Miseducated, it isn't dedicated to the whole LGBT community. Yeah. I know y'all suffering out there. Wave that flag. Wave them high. Come on, chomp with me now. Yeah. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love, representing all stars. Never receive the hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Holding head to the stars, let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love, representing all stars. Never receive the hug. One is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak to thee. I can be the infamous, most hated MC in the planet. Built myself a fan base, that's real. You can't deny it, being me is such a struggle, cause it's hard to be accepted. I keep on making noise for this industry to hear it. I can only be myself, live my life with no regrets. You face female MC, refugee and shame to the death. On top, don't forget, spit the truth with every breath. Number one in this game, the name is double F. Got the breath that I breathe to spread my God-given talent. Repeat life and my family loud and proud like a president. Met many peasants in my time trying to break me. Made a few enemies first day at OLC. I was teased, bullied, some even lied on me. Tried to get me expelled so I can be a nobody. That started in 92, was hated on by many. Now I hold a legacy and know that I'd be legendary. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love, representing all stars. Never received a hug. This one is for you as much as it is for me. Hold your head to the stars and let your heart speak with thee. I'm waving the flag, spreading the six color love, representing all stars. Never received a hug.
You're listening to Ms. Fontaine, and that's a cut from her album. It's called Waving the Flag. Ms. Fontaine is one of the featured guests at this year's Black Pride, which is hosted by Brother to Brother. And we have some folks from Brother to Brother here with us tonight. We have Daryl Moak, the executive director of Brother to Brother, Courtney Capri Dove, Cheryl Edwards, and Austin. And they're here tonight to tell us about all the upcoming events for Black Pride. So, Daryl, why don't you start us off telling us a little bit, an overview of the start of Black Pride, the purpose, all of that.
Well, the organization started doing Black Pride about, this is our fifth year, and it's our signature event, our annual event for the year. We do the most in terms of our outreach and connecting with the community to get them involved in the programming that we do, and also to help build a strong sense of the Black gay community here. This year, we have lots and lots of things that we're going to be doing from the beginning the 10th of June all the way through the 19th of June, with guests coming from London and Atlanta, from New York and D.C., and some other places as well. We've had a tremendous amount of support to make this happen. 5 years ago, Stephen Herrera, who worked for the organization then, started looking at ways to build the programs that we were doing, and Black Pride was one of those ways to really reach out into the community and make a difference happen for our community members. And so that's really the foundation of how it got started, and since then it continues to grow into what it is today, with a series of events from the 10th to the 19th of June.
That sounds great. There's a whole host of happenings, and the first one coming up is the White Party, a youth hip-hop dance. And Austin, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. We are having a White Party on June 10th, and it is for ages 16 and up. We are excited about seeing everybody coming out in their white attire, all white if you can. The doors will open at 9. It's going to be located at the Q Center, and that's located on Water and Taylor. And I guess that's pretty much it. There's going to be such things as a giveaway. We're doing a high-class fashion show, so that should be good to see. Really good music, so we're looking to see you there.
All right. Thank you for that. And then the next event comes up Monday. Looks like there's a Black Film Fest. Courtney, you want to tell us about that, or Daryl?
Sure. Okay. Film Festival. It's really exciting. I'm new to the area, so I've been here about a year now. This is my 13th month, and in some of the records, I noticed that Black Pride had done a film in the past, and so this year we brought that idea back, and we have two films. One is a documentary by Ken Jackson, Just Between Us, and it looks at the history of the Black gay community across the country, and some of our more prolific and well-known Black historical figures, and also looks at our current Black community and where we're going and what's going on with us. And our feature film is a film that I'm really excited about, a wonderful filmmaker, Faith Tramiel, and her film is called Black Aura on an Angel, and it is a psychological thriller, romance movie dealing with the relationship of two women and the passions that ignite in their relationship, and the ultimate things that happen as a result of their relationship together. So that we've got also a lot of feedback and a lot of interest in it. I think these are great films. Both have won and have been shown in a lot of film festivals around the country over the last year or two, and they've been doing very well. So we're really excited to have them here in Portland.
And where will those films be taking place?
We're going to be showing those films at Portland Community College, Cascade Campus, in the Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building in the auditorium.
Okay, and that's Monday, and the time again?
It's at 6:30 p.m., and it's a free event.
Okay, so I'll come out, both education and entertainment, all in one night. Now, earlier you mentioned that there are several programs and events that Brother to Brother offers, one being the Black Pride event, but there are lots of programs for the community that Brother to Brother provides. Sherelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the programs that Brother to Brother has?
Okay, well, our newest program is an HIV-positive program for African-American persons who are living with HIV or AIDS. It is called Ujima Eshe, which means Collective Work and Responsibility for Life. So, like I said, this is the newest program to Brother, and we're doing all that we can to be visible in the community and raise awareness in the community about HIV and AIDS and how it affects our Black community. We want people to know that there is a place for people who are HIV positive to go where they can receive assistance connecting to different community resources, different agencies if they need case management or they just need someone to talk to or want to learn more about what it's like being HIV positive, or friends and families of HIV positive persons can also come in and get help from us. We will be participating in all of the Black Pride events, so we encourage everyone to come out, regardless of your sexual orientation or whatever. Just come out and have a good time, learn about HIV, learn about Pride, learn about Brother to Brother and the work that we do in the community. It's not something that's just labeled as a this thing or a that thing or a Black thing or a gay thing. It's a thing for our community, so everyone can come together and start taking responsibility for our community.
All right. And now, if somebody wanted more information, what number could they call to contact you?
If you want more information, you can call 503-417-7991. You can call 503-417-7991, or you can go to our website, which is www.brotobropdx.org. That's www.brotobropdx.org.
All right, thank you. And I encourage everyone listening to us to take advantage of those services that Brother to Brother provides for the community. And I'll give our number. If you have a question or a comment for Brother to Brother, you can call into the station tonight at 503-231-8187. So let's get back to some of the events that are coming up this week for Black Pride. Let's see, Wednesday, there's Healing the Beloved Community. What's that all about, Courtney?
Basically, that is a forum that discusses bridging the gap and bridging the gap between the African-American gay community as well as the African-American community as a whole, talking about things that some people think that separates us or what actually brings us together, just talking about all the differences that we have as subcultures within a culture.
Mm-hmm. And so, that'll be taking place at?
That will be at Portland State University in the Smith Memorial Student Union area at 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay. And then Thursday night?
Thursday is also a forum, but this is more the beloved community, speaking the truth, healing the lie, confronting internalized homophobia in the Black community. And that's at Portland Community College, Cascade Campus, in the auditorium. And that's at 6. The doors open at 6.
Uh-huh.
It starts at 6:30. And that's also free. And I'll be at both of those, so that'll be a good thing to come to.
All right. And then later that night, there is a late-night garage sale featuring Adobe Muse. Why don't you tell us about that, Daryl? And after we hear a little bit about Adobe Muse, maybe we can hear a tune from them.
Adobe Muse is a gay Negro ensemble out of Atlanta, Georgia. And they've traveled all across the country and sharing their take and spin on what it means to be Black and gay and American and all those other things that we all are or are parts of. And so they have a great message. They're a great performance group. There's song. There's a little dance from time to time. There's a lot of spoken word. These are poets who have put their words to theater. And it's a great show. They have several shows, and actually I just had a conversation with them today, and they are revamping the show, so it'll be a little different than what we might have been told, but it's going to be a great show. They're really working on something that's going to be real special, particularly for Portland. They're also going to have their CDs available when they're here. So here is a little bit, and it's called O-U-T
I'm
Out.
O-U-T
for the whole world to see.
O-U-T
for the whole world to see. Now y'all parasites can't mess with me. I'm a soldier in the field. I used to run from the war. but it's no longer my problem. But for y'all, a deal. See?
It's time to take a stand.
Time to understand.
Time to be a man.
I've got to be who I am.
From birth taught not to by you, you, and you.
Oh, and you too, honey. I see you over there. Don't try to hide.
Now disregard, although it's hard, like crud on my shoe.
They say it's a sin.
They say that we choose
to be labeled by your hateful names, the joke and loser of the game.
But trust, I only want it to be the same. Why would I choose so much pain and abuse?
Nature's the same for me and for you.
Or did you choose?
No. Well, then why am I the one to blame? Because somehow I figure it ain't we all the same?
Nature's the same for me and for you.
So what's the problem? Is it that you want me to hide?
Mm.
In that closet, quietly off to the side. I don't think so.
Homie, don't play that.
We on the same boat.
Why don't you step back? So I choose to speak a little bit louder to obtain what you already
self-righteously have.
And as I choose to speak a little bit louder, you wonder why. Why? Because you just don't hear me, though.
No, they just won't hear you.
Let it go, because they're not going to hear you.
They ain't going to hear you.
So as I sit back and think about all those wasted years.
Uncomfortable situations and wasted years.
Me thinking it's a sin and wasted years.
Me praying I don't go to hell and wasted years.
You laughing at me and wasted years.
And worst of all.
Worst of all. Me laughing at myself and wasted years. You know, still sometimes that can bring me to tears. But since you don't hear me though, I don't let you see that. Though I will speak louder to let you know that I will not hide. No longer can I hide. Persecute me if you want for my pride. But as you do, you be aware. It's no longer my problem. I really don't care. I'm no longer stressed by your parody. Not stressed by the fact that you say I've nailed 2 strikes against me. Why?
Because I'm out. O-U-T.
For the whole world to see. All you parasites and leeches.
Wanna be preaching.
Judgmental mother.
Judgmental motherfuckers. They can't mess with me.
Can't mess with him.
Cause I'm out. O-U-T for the whole world to see. It's no longer my problem, but for y'all to deal.
It's no longer my problem, but for y'all to deal.
It's no longer my problem, but for y'all to deal.
It's no longer my problem, but for y'all to deal.
And they were definitely speaking the truth with that one. So for all you listeners out there, please contribute to the KBOO Out Loud Legal Defense Fund. because it's for us to deal with now. You've been just listening to a performance by the Black Gay Male Poet Troupe, Dodie Muse, giving us one of their provocative selections. And they are featured performers at this year's Brother Brothers Black Pride presentation. And there are a lot more things coming up this next week. Friday, there's a Soul for Real Lounge.
That's a Amanda Genis, who is also one of the DJs here at KBOO, is producing and pulling that piece together. We're going to have spoken word artists from the Portland metro area that are going to come, and they are a mixture of straight and gay and lesbian poets, spoken word artists that are going to perform. And also there's going to be an open mic, an opportunity for those of us out there in the community that fancy ourselves to be spoken word artists and poets and or actually are, to come and share some of our words and our rhymes and music with the community as well. So it's going to be a really great event. And so we're really excited about it. We're looking forward to Amanda. Has been doing a great job with a lot of our DJing. And she's one of our featured DJs this year, along with DJ Chris.
All right.
Wanted to mention also that event is going to take place at Crush. And we also want to mention that the Thursday evening workshop is sponsored in part by the Equity Foundation. And also most of the events this week are also partially sponsored by the Portland Arts Pavilion and Carlos Petrie Freeman on Alberta Street. So we want to encourage you also to go by and see the gallery and visit him with the community market and continue to support our local organizations and local businesses that are supporting the work that we do in the community as well.
All right. And then on Saturday night, or Saturday during the day, there'll be the Brother to Brother will have a booth at the waterfront.
Right.
And then that night, there'll be a blackout party.
The blackout party and concert, live performances by Miss Fontaine and Anthony Antoine, who is also part of Adulting Muse, as well as myself and Pebbles Campbell Star, Essential Rain Dove, and hopefully Misha Peru, who is also a community entertainer. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of giveaways, lots of people of all different ethnicities.
All right. So make sure you come out for that black party. And if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you got a sample of Ms. Fontaine, the Great Britain's first out lesbian,
black lesbian
hip hop rap artist.
Yeah.
All right. And
I just want to add a little something else to let everybody know where it's going to be at. It's going to be at Red Cap, which is previously known as the Brig or Boxes. That area is 11th and Stark. And that time will be at 9 p.m. to 2:30. The address is actually 1035 Southwest Stark.
All right.
Okay.
And just to remind our listeners, if you want to know more information or get a calendar of all these events, you can go to the Brother to Brother website, which is
www.brotobropdx.org. That's www.brotobropdx.org. And you can also go to www.pdxblackpride.info. That's www.pdxblackpride.info for information if you're interested in volunteering. And we still have plenty of slots available for, we have a few slots available for people that want to just come out and help and make this happen this year. And you can do that by emailing in to volunteer@brotobropdx.org or giving a call to our office at 503-417-7991, and we'll be happy to sign you up. People that we have the cover charge for the blackout party is $7 in advance, $10 at the door. So if you're interested in getting your tickets for an advance price, you can give us a call at 503-417-7991. And the white party is going to have a $4 cover charge. And if you're interested in getting those tickets in advance or putting your name on the guest list, you can call 503-417-7991. And you can leave a message for Austin, and he'll get back with you.
And that's right, because if you're not on the guest list, you won't get by the velvet rope. So do call those numbers. You want to be there, because all the people who are anybody will be there. And then, on Sunday, the big parade.
Sunday, that's going to be an extravaganza. I won't actually be in the parade, but Sherelle and some of our other volunteers with Brother to Brother will be in the parade. I'll be setting up at the waterfront, because after the parade, it ends at the waterfront. We'll have our booth there with water, information about Brother to Brother, our programs, different things like that.
And we're going to have, we are having a contingency in the parade. It's going to be really exciting. Carlos and one of our volunteers, Jennifer, is working on an extravagant presentation for our presence in the Pride Parade this year. And following all of that, at 3 o'clock, we'll be at Wallace Park for our annual Black Pride barbecue. And it's called, it's a family affair, so we're inviting people to bring your families. It's a wonderful opportunity and a time for the families to come with their children and just show that we are like everybody else. We know how to have a good time, and we know how to be responsible with each other. And we invite our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, children, best friends. Everyone's welcome to come. It's going to be some really great food there, and it's at Wallace Park, so people can walk from the waterfront to Wallace Park, and then they can run right on over to the block party that is going to be hosted through Red Cap, that Anthony Antoine will also be performing and opening up for Ultra Nate that afternoon. So you'll be able to come and grab something to eat, go see the concert, and then come back and have some more to eat. It's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be at Wallace Park, which is located at 2033 Northwest Gleason, adjacent to the Metropolitan Learning Center. That's going to be from 3 to 7.
All right. Sounds like a fun-filled, packed day. And maybe in just a second here, we could hear another cut from one of the performers who will be presented at Black Pride. But why don't we go ahead and talk about the last day, Monday, the 19th. And it looks like there's going to be a skate night.
Yes, at the fabulous Oaks Park. That's sponsored partially by Pride Northwest, as well as Brother to Brother. And it's going to be a soulful night, so basically hip-hop music, something that we can get our groove on. If you like to skate, roll bounce, bring it on out there and have fun on them blades.
All right, all right. So that's a rundown of all the stuff that's going to be happening during Black Pride. Maybe now we can hear another cut from one of the performers. Who are we going to be hearing?
This is Anthony Antoine, and this cut is called Don't You Ever.
All right.
Now here's a little something for the kids that love hip-hop. What? What? Ice Cube was once quoted as saying, true niggas ain't faggots. I say true faggots ain't niggas. Try that. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. You ain't never walked a mile of my truth. We still love you. I'm a winner and you know
because
I can't.
Don't
you ever tell me what I can't do. Now how you gonna act like you know me? Like you down with me? Bitch, please. And then try to tell me how to run my game. Immortalize my name. Achieve my fame. How you gonna act like I ain't grown and you ain't known? I made it on my own. Independent while the machine pimps you. Like I is you. And they paid my dues. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. You ain't never walked a mile of my shoes. You ain't never ever 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 a winner. And you know I can't do. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. What? Ain't paid for the right to give up for
what?
Me. So let your feet and find this and
that.
I checked, I pay my own bills. You pay nil, finance my own thrill. The ruler and controller of this here hustle, and it won't buckle. Pride is a muscle. Last I checked, which was earlier today, was yesterday. You get no say on judgment day. When I make a out, me, you'll be obsolete when I account for my deeds. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. You ain't never walked a mile in my shoes. You ain't never, ever, ever, ever winner. Never, never, ever can't do.
Give the kids a little hip hop, a fear, and single eye dropped.
Timum, Deep Dick Collective, Caution. Some of the most realest pioneers in hip-hop today. If you don't know, research, niggas.
Okay, you were just listening to one of the featured performers of who are going to be performing at this year's Black Pride event, and we're just about out of time here, but before we go, I want to let Daryl mention one other event that's going to be happening.
On Sunday during the barbecue, we'll have a moment, what we're calling our remembrance vigil, where we will remember people that have passed on either from HIV and AIDS or from hate crimes or other concerns, other natural causes or accidents that may have happened, so that we can remember people that have contributed to our community or who have made a difference for the lives of people here that people want to honor, whether they were from Portland or otherwise. So it's really going to be a great series of events this week from the 10th to the 19th of June, and we invite everyone to come out regardless of race, religion, or color, or sexual orientation, or gender identity. We want everyone to be there so we can celebrate who we are as a collective community and learn more about the portion of our community that is the African American and Black communities.
And if you want to see the calendar or get a copy of the calendar, you can go to their website,
www.brotobropdx.org or www.pdxblackpride.info.
All right. And thank you all for being here today, Daryl, Courtney, Sherelle, and Austin, for telling us about all the events. And I encourage all of our listeners to attend all the events. It sounds like a lot of fun. And I want to thank you for listening this week. Tune in again next week for more Pride celebration info. And just remember, we'd always love to hear your comments, questions, and announcements at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week. And until then, stay proud and live out loud.
You're going to write that down.